The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
With bunches of daisies and words of encouragement, hundreds of alumni lined the main road into campus in a Sunday afternoon show of support for students recently told they'd have to find a new college.
My sisters are fighting for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. That's Terry Evans, class of 1974, welcoming students back from spring break.
It's a show of support, kind of this feeling of sisterhood that we actually all share over all the years, but there's always a real strong bond here.
For students like Anna Ten Bensel, the bond has been challenged by a spring break consumed by considering other colleges.
You're happy to be back, but you know that you have such little time left.
A week and a half earlier, this sophomore's education was rocked after the board declared that insurmountable financial challenges were putting an end to Sweet Briar.
People were on the ground, crying, sobbing, convulsing. Professors were just beside themselves.
On Sunday, however, there was an enthusiastic declaration from Ellen Patera, a member of a new board trying to replace the existing one and save the Amherst area school.
We will not stop fighting.
Fellow board member Sally Mott Freeman has pledged a six-figure sum toward a drive that has topped $3 million, and she hopes new leadership can quickly take charge.
We look at the numbers, we find out how we can live within our means, and do a little bit of creative destruction, perhaps.
That's welcome news to Katrina Matz of the class of 2017.
With everybody here, it gives me a little bit more hope that they're going to try and save it for us, because I really don't want to go anywhere else.
Volunteers with Saving Sweetbriar, Inc. hint that the first salvo in their legal battle could come this week. This is Hawes Spencer.